Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast. I'm Rex Nelson, senior editor of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and my pleasure to welcome back Skip Rutherford today. We had so much to talk about that we handled politics on the last show, and we're going to come back our end of the year show and talk about Arkansas as a whole. And we're going to travel around Arkansas. And, you know, Skip, we still have our problems in this state. We have a lot of things we need to address in our state. But the big picture is our economy seems to be doing very well right now.
Rex, you're right, and we ought to be grateful for that. I would say that we've got a lot of good things going in this state. I also would say that we're also the beneficiary of a lot of money that has come through the American Rescue Act, the Coronavirus Relief Fund, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, and the Paycheck Protection Program that brought kept a lot of businesses open during the tough times. So 2024, we reaped a lot of benefits mm-hmm. and projects from these federal funds that people criticize and say, well, that caused inflation. But you want to say, well, let's look at all these announcements that the governors and the congressmen have been making. Where do you think that money's coming from?
Good point. Let's take a little visit around Arkansas since we're sitting here taping this in downtown Little Rock. We will start in central Arkansas. You know, just a few weeks ago, Skip, we announced 675 new jobs in a single week out at the Port of Little Rock. 500 for a Netherlands-based company that's going to build specialty trailers, their first U.S. facility. They said, man, we probably will be expanding that in the future. Then Wellspun Pipe, which already employs about 1,000 people, adding another 165 or so. That was in 1 week. We've got Trex that will soon be coming online, hundreds of new jobs. Next door at the airport, we've got the massive expansion of Desso Falcon, which was announced earlier in the year. It is really, for somebody who lives here like we do, exciting to watch now as Central Arkansas becomes a real distribution and manufacturing hub.
Yeah, and I think, Rex, a couple of weeks ago when we were on the show, we were talking about the defeat of the Little Rock sales mm-hmm. tax. And I really think that one of the things that and I hope they will do at some point, renew this thing in discussion, but we need to keep investing in the port. I'm telling you, in my opinion, that is Little Rock's, at least short-term, probably long-term economic future. And we've got a good thing going. I think there's more big announcements coming. You know, you think back to when Senator McClellan and others navigated the Arkansas River. Mm-hmm. You think back to the interstate construction. You think back to keeping the airport close by and not moving it out somewhere. We've got a transportation hub here that's really attractive.
Unbelievable.
And we need to maximize it. The interesting thing, though, that I've seen, and you may disagree with this, is that a lot of people that when I start talking about the port and start saying everything and say, have you driven out there? Have you seen it? A lot of people have never been there.
Oh, no. I would say the majority of Little Rock residents have never driven around out there.
It sort of reminds me when we put the Clinton Library east of I-30, and everybody said, oh, my God, you can't put that interstate. Nobody will go under an interstate for something. And I thought, are you crazy? You've ever been to a big city? Well, now we are in a big city distribution mm-hmm. mode, and we need mm-hmm. to keep it up.
Absolutely. We've talked about this before, but, you know, it kind of flew under the radar because Amazon likes to keep quiet about things. And we were in the pandemic when they came here.
Yeah, about
and
2020.
So
yeah.
We were all worried about the pandemic. Now, with their massive facilities at the Port of Little Rock and in North Little Rock, they employ, I'm told, somewhere around 4,000 people. in Central Arkansas. That alone is the largest one-entity job insertion into Central Arkansas since the Little Rock Air Force Base was built decades ago. But it has led to putting Little Rock and Central Arkansas on the map as a distribution hub. So now you've seen Dollar General come in here. Now you've seen Lowe's come in here. Now you've seen Tractor Supply come in here with facilities in Maumelle and facilities in North Little Rock. And you're right, Skip, there are more on the way. I hear that Amazon's very happy. This is like a sweet spot from a distribution standpoint. And so there's more on the way on the distribution side. But then you see what's happening on the manufacturing side at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's really, really exciting from an economic standpoint.
And the thing we have to look at very carefully is we have a regional workforce.
Mm-hmm.
That's what also makes it work.
Brian Day will tell you at the Port of Little Rock, he's got people coming from 50 of Arkansas' 75
counties. That's exactly right.
In there to work. 50 counties.
That's exactly right. And we should embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good thing. People say, well, they may not live in Little Rock. I said, but they're working here.
Yeah.
And they're contributing to the
economy. They're getting gas here and they're eating here and paying taxes on that.
You bet. So I do think that the port, fulfilling the dream of Senator McClellan, not only has that river served for recreation purposes, but now it is the industrial key, I think, to Central Arkansas and much of Arkansas.
And now that we've got the navigation aids, the so-called VOR, moved, they can now market that 1,000-acre supersite. And I truly believe, Skip, because of all the advantages with major interstates connecting here, with the river transportation, with a national airport, and with a major Union Pacific hub here, so you've got rail, you've got everything, water, rail, air, and road, that the next big thing probably in Arkansas economic development is going to be at that Port of Little Rock site.
Well, it certainly puts us on the national and international map for recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. So I think we've got to keep investing, and I would encourage people who've never been to the port, just take a drive and go, just drive there and look at it.
Yeah, yeah. I recently, let's move on because I want to get the whole state covered in this show, but let's move on up to Northwest Arkansas. You know, we've been writing, thankfully for the state of Arkansas, about the Northwest Arkansas boom for 30 years now. But I recently did a series of columns, and I know you're among the people that kidded me. Are you moving to Northwest Arkansas? Do you live in Northwest Arkansas now? But, Skip, you know this. There's so much going on there now that boom is even faster than it's ever been right now
there. I agree with that, and I think
it's hard to comprehend how much is going on. At one point earlier this year, I don't know if it's the same now, but those big tower cranes, Bentonville had more than New York City had. You probably read that stat. Yeah.
And I believe that one of the things that we have to look at, and I go back and give former Governor Mike Beebe credit for this. He always said we're one Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody does well, we should cheer.
Amen.
And I agree with that because those dollars being spent in Bentonville, Fayetteville, Springdale,
Rogers. Why do you think our state's been running surpluses for years?
It benefits everybody. So I don't, and it's not like you can't get from here to there. It's, you know, it's a quick trip. So I think we ought to applaud the boom. We ought to encourage it. We ought to embrace it. And the more, again, credit to the new medical school there and other places. Just like I think you give credit to the new dental school here, which I think is underestimated in its impact. But I think these are the kind of jobs and people we should be attracting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm glad you touched on the medical part. Let's focus on Alice Walton for a minute. 11-11-11, it's always easy to remember the date that Crystal Bridges opened and really, I think, helped change the perception of Arkansas for people all across the country, because suddenly there was a world-class art museum here. But you'll remember people laughed at Alice. And people got mad on the East Coast. She's taking these great paintings she's buying to Arkansas, looking down their nose. Well, she proved it could happen. Now she is adding, one of those tower cranes, is adding 100,000 square feet of additional exhibition space to what already is one of the world's great art museums, so it'll attract even more people. But there are two other tower cranes on that campus right now. One at the Heartland Whole Health Institute, which will do healthcare studies. One at the new Alice Walton Medical School you just mentioned. It seems to me that she is now convinced that she can do in healthcare what she did for art, and that is make it a world-class attraction in Arkansas, of all places. And so my hat's off to Alice Walton. I think it's exciting, again, for our whole state, not just for Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, I do too, Rex. And let me tell you, I'm on the board of Arkansas Children's Hospital. And, you know, it's.
Oh, and they're expanding again. Yeah, I mean, their new hospital's beautiful, and they're already expanding it.
Both in Northwest Arkansas and here.
And the big one here.
But the point is, people say, well, can we do two medical schools? Well, of course we can, because there's a shortage of doctors, and there are people every year that can't get into medical school, not because they're not qualified, it's because they didn't have the spots.
Yeah, and you remember, Skip, a few years ago when we opened the one at Fort Smith and the one on the ASU campus in Jonesboro, people said, we can't support two osteopathic schools in Arkansas. Both those schools are doing great right now.
Yeah, and I think
it's because of the need in healthcare.
I think it's important, and I know the medical school in Northwest Arkansas is focused on specialists, and I mean, building up the medical care and infrastructure in Northwest Arkansas to meet the population growth, and I respect that. I understand that. But we also have to respect and understand the role of UAMS here, and it serves a big portion of the state, maybe not the growth area of the state, but the poor and the sickest areas of the state. And that's where UAMS has its outreach, and it should be supported as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So you see the healthcare boom up there. At the same time, Walmart is building a $1 billion plus corporate campus. I've been on it. It's amazing. I wrote about their health and fitness facility, which if there's a better one in the country, I'd like to see it. I'll put it that way. They did it right. That was the first building to open on the campus. So you have that going on. And then, and I think we talked about this last year, but it has sped up this year, something that I think kind of flew under the radar. And that was first 2 years ago. Tyson told all of its white-collar workers around the country, we're not going to have offices in Chicago anymore. We're not going to have beef offices in the Dakotas. You're all moving to Arkansas. And then early this year, and there were stories in Barron's and some of the national publications about people complaining, they'll love it when they get here, about Walmart basically saying, look, we're not building a $1 billion-plus corporate campus to have these office buildings empty. You're going to move to Arkansas. You're going to quit working from home. You're going to move to Arkansas, or we're closing these regional offices. Those are both Tyson and Walmart, the equivalent of big corporate relocations coming to Arkansas, because they're bringing thousands of high-dollar, white-collar employees to our state. And that's a huge development, I think.
Well, I think it's a huge development, number one, because you got two major companies doing it. Secondly, though, you got to remember that a lot of the Tyson people didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
And
but they're still going to fill those jobs, Skip. That's the thing.
I know. I'm just saying
so the
that.
Jobs are still going to be in Northwest Arkansas.
But one of the advantages of remote work has been that you could attract talent from all over. That's why online education programs are important. I understand the theory of bringing people in, but I also think that you sure can attract a lot of talent that can't relocate, maybe because of family reasons or spouse reasons or partner reasons. But notwithstanding that, Northwest Arkansas is doing well. It's going to do well. I think Charles Robinson has done a wonderful job in terms of growing in the University of Arkansas.
Record enrollment again this year.
You can't
year.
Argue against that.
Fayetteville campus.
Yeah. And you can't, you have to realize, but I think one of the challenges that they face, Rex, is not because they, that part of the state with the population is, you know, it's going to be affordable housing. A lot of people can't afford to live in Bentonville.
Exactly.
There's a lot in the traffic situation. If you want to talk about commuter issue, we talk about Cabot to Little Rock. You try to hit Bentonville during mm-hmm. rush hours mm-hmm. both ways.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't afford to live there. And I'm not saying that's no different than other high-end areas.
To their credit, it's not like it's a problem that's being ignored. I mean, some of the best minds in the state are now focused on that. It's the number one priority of the Northwest Arkansas Council right now.
As well it should be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're going to keep attracting talent, you're also going to have a lot of people in the service industries and things that don't make a lot of money, that affordable housing becomes a challenge. But, yeah, that's a pleasant problem to deal with, and I'm glad they are dealing with it because it is an issue that I think sometimes you can grow too fast.
Yeah.
You can outgrow your infrastructure. You can outgrow your workforce. And we talk about you and I have talked about this at length, the prison announcement in Franklin County. Not too far from Northwest Arkansas, but
well, I was going to get to the Fort Smith area next.
We'll go there, but I'm just saying, workforce had a lot to do with it.
Absolutely. Let's come out to Fort Smith because they will be quick to tell you they're not Northwest Arkansas. So this is a separate category. This is West Arkansas, and Fort Smith. We talked about on this end of the year show last year, Skip, the announcement of the fighter mission where. Basically, F-35 pilots and F-16, Singapore's bringing an F-16 mission, from all of our allies are now going to be trained in Fort Smith, and that's going to have a impact of anywhere from $500 million to $1 billion a year on that area. I was up there and spoke to what they call their First Friday that the Chamber does on the first Friday morning of every month, hundreds of people. And there just seems to be a new burst of enthusiasm in Fort Smith. They finally got the Marshall's Museum open. It's another national class attraction for Arkansas. There's an arts charter school that is now open next to it. Fundraising is going on for a children's museum that's going to be on the other side of the Marshall's Museum, right on the riverfront there in Fort Smith. I've always loved downtown Fort Smith. It's historic. It's got great old buildings. Unfortunately, one recently burned. But there just seems to be a new enthusiasm in Fort Smith to me, and I think that fighter mission helps spur a lot
of
that.
Well, I do too, and I think that is a good long-term future for Fort Smith. I think if they do this training right, more and more will come. So, yeah, I think Fort Smith is coming into a life of its own. It doesn't have to be Northwest Arkansas.
No, and they've come to that,
and they
you know,
have decided that
agreement. We're ourselves. We're the Arkansas River Valley.
That's
we're
exactly
not the mountains.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think people like you and me need to encourage it, promote it, because sometimes, with all respect, Northwest Arkansas and Little Rock.
It's like Fort Smith's part of Oklahoma. They're kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Get a lot of attention. But I agree. I think Fort Smith is saying we're here, we're relevant, and we're going to be part of Arkansas's future.
Yep. Within weeks, because they were saying by the end of the year, but we will see as we move now. I've got to keep us moving or we'll run out of time as we move to Northeast Arkansas. We will see the Big River 2 steel mill come online between Osceola and Wilson in Mississippi County. It will be the greenest, cleanest, most efficient steel manufacturing facility in world history. Right next to it is the previous most efficient, cleanest in world history, Big River Steel 1, both owned by U.S. Steel now. Just up the road in Osceola, High Bar, by the guy who helped start Big River Steel, Dave Stickler, now has a new company, High Bar, building an almost $1 billion rebar facility. Meanwhile, the two older plants, Nucor, Nucor Yamato, in the northern part of the county, have done over $1 billion, they tell me, of improvements and expansions since the pandemic. Skip, when Big River Steel 2 comes on board, Mississippi County will be the leading steel producing county in America. There's more on the way. Arkansas, and again, a lot of Arkansans, because it's up in a corner of the state they don't go to, don't realize it. Arkansas has become the heart of American steelmaking. Nobody like you and me who grew up in this state could have ever imagined being able to say that, could we?
And
that Arkansas would be the heart of American steelmaking.
Yeah, and the good news is it's still continuing.
Yeah.
It's not a one-time deal, and I think the future looks even better for the growth of that area. So I think, that's the bright spot in major economic development along the northeast corridor of the state. That's a very bright spot. Jonesboro and Paragould are also doing very well.
Absolutely. I had a column recently I wrote about, if you look at a place like Truman, you don't think of Truman, but there is a major development called Steel Creek, which is going to be offices, restaurants, hotels, type of things you'd see in a city. In Truman, and people say Truman.
Suburb of Jonesboro.
Well, you've got on one side, you've got Jonesboro and Paragould booming. The steel mills are only 25 miles away on the other side, Skip.
Right.
A lot of those steel makers living over there now.
Sure.
I mean, between what's happening in the Jonesboro-Paragould corridor and between what's happening in Mississippi County, I mean, there's, I think, a really exciting future there. I loved it last year. The Arkansas Press Association had its annual meeting in Jonesboro, and the chancellor of ASU, Todd Shields, who, of course, spent more than three decades at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville, told me this place, to him, has the feel of Northwest Arkansas 30, 35 years ago, on the verge of really exploding. And that was exciting to me to hear that said about Northwest Arkansas.
And Todd would know.
And he says it has that same feel that they had up there 30 years ago.
And good for them. I think, and I think what else is happening in there quietly, not, and at some point there will be, but you've got an interesting tourism and quality of life development with the Cold War Museum in Blytheville. You've got the Sultana Museum in Marion. You've got the complex at Wilson. You're building some quality of life. Of course,
you really are.
And when you look again, let's give credit, Southland in West Memphis.
I mean, I tell people, I said, you talk about, you've hit on it, a tourism corridor. Southland has a 20-story hotel now. If you were to ask somebody what's the tallest building in Arkansas outside of Little Rock, they'd probably guess Northwest Arkansas, right? It's in West Memphis, actually.
That's right.
So you've got that hotel where you can stay, and if you go up 55, like you said, you've got everything going on at Wilson, which is amazing. You got the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home at Dice. You're going to have the new Sultana Museum right there in Marion. And then the Cold War Museum in Blytheville. That's quite a tourism corridor once all that's done.
You're exactly right. And don't knock out, I mean, don't forget the distillery and the in Helena.
Oh, yeah, going down a little further south.
But, I mean, you've got along. Yeah. But, you know, Rex, here's the challenge when you get down there and you move a little bit. I mean, one of the factors that you have to look at is that farm income from 22 to 23 dropped 19.5%.
Yep.
And farm income in 24 is expected to drop another 4.4%.
Mm.
Agriculture's got major challenges. Now, hopefully the new chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, John Bozeman.
An Arkansan, absolutely.
Will help develop. But that continues to be a challenge in eastern Arkansas.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, between Jonesboro, Paragould, and the steel thing, good things there. Got to keep moving. Going to run out of time. Go down to Southwest Arkansas. Look, we talked about it a year ago on the end of the year show. It's more evident now than ever. The lithium boom is going to be happen, and it's going to be good for Arkansas. But I think, Skip, that we need to have all of the brightest minds in Arkansas working on this now, because the royalties have to be right. The environmental protections have to be right. We've got a tremendous opportunity, but we've got to get this right, because in the past, you know, I look at that period of our history called the Big Cut, when Northern-owned timber companies came in from the 1880s through the 1920s and cut out all of our forest, and we didn't have much to show for it. So we've got to be careful that Arkansans benefit. You can't go too far and scare the corporations off because you're not business friendly. But on the other hand, you can't go too far the other way and to spoil our environment and royalties. So it's a balancing act.
It is.
Make sure it benefits Arkansans to the maximum.
Well, it could be for South Arkansas what steel is.
I agree. It's huge. The potential is huge.
And when you look at the big potentials now, of course, you've got also in South Arkansas, you've got a revival of the forestry industry.
Yeah, I mean, that's getting more southeast.
But I'm saying all of South Arkansas, though.
Yep.
You're seeing things happening. You're seeing some things happening, yep. Not just in, you know, I mean, big things.
Yeah. And again, there's something else in addition to the lithium, which people are reading a lot about now. But again, I don't think Arkansans much realize. And that's the boom in the defense industry just outside of Camden, where a lot of what the Ukrainians are using now are being built in the pine woods of South Arkansas. Skip, same thing from like the port of Little Rock. They're driving in from 30 or more counties there because you don't have the housing, but there are over 3,000 people now working in the Highland Industrial Park and hundreds of new jobs coming online there at the same time.
You're right. And, you know, Rex, when you start talking about this, you're talking about big grass tops, economic development, and jobs. Mm-hmm. What we're missing in all these areas, perhaps with the exception, well, even in Northwest Arkansas, because what people don't realize, there's a lot of poverty up there, too.
We see
it at Children's Hospital. I can tell you, there's a lot of poverty. There's a layer here below that we're missing. Quality of life. We've got to figure out, you know, the issues of hunger. We've got other underlying issues that while the job market and the potential growth really good, there's still some underlying issues that
absolutely. I ask myself all the time, you got over 3,000 people, as I just said, working in the Highland Industrial Park. Why is Camden still losing population?
Yeah. And so we've got, those are issues that have to be addressed. But go ahead because we're gonna talk about the forestry industry, which I think is.
Well, I was gonna move over. When I would do this talk and I'd say, you know, just what we've gone through, distribution and manufacturing in Central Arkansas, everything that's going on in Northwest. The fighter mission in Fort Smith, the steel industry in Northeast, lithium in the defense industry in Southwest, and people say, well, what about that Southeast corridor? Well, thank goodness, you and I both celebrated this. Weyerhaeuser announced a $500 million investment, so needed into that economy. Going to be hundreds of construction jobs and then at least 200 permanent jobs that come out of a new facility between Warren and Monticello. We're growing trees in this state. I'm a South Arkansas boy. I'm from the Pine Woods. We're growing trees twice as fast as we're harvesting them, and it leads to insects, it leads to diseases of all kinds, not thinning.
Fires.
Fire hazards. So we need three or more, four plants like this. But, boy, that was the best news in the Southeast Quadrant, Skip, in a long, long time.
Man, I agree with you. And when you look at the overall thing of the state, you put down big projects and what's happening in every area of the state now. Most every area, maybe along the Mississippi Delta, but again, give West Memphis a lot of credit for most of them have a big project.
Yeah.
A big industry.
Yeah.
Forestry, steel, lithium.
And you mentioned, I mentioned in the Southeast Quadrant, you mentioned the hotel at Saracen. That's got two tower cranes. That thing is massive. And it was so exciting to me to see two tower cranes in a massive facility when I went to Pine Bluff for lunch yesterday going up, because that's something that quadrant of the state hasn't seen in my lifetime. I've never seen anything like that.
And you know, that's exciting.
That's
exciting.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. You know, Rex, I think one of the most interesting things about the state in terms of economic and educational development is that for the first time in 13 years, we have two new university system presidents.
Yeah, good point.
Legends, Chuck Welch, Don Bobbitt, leaving. We've brought two new ones coming in. That when you do that, that could be a very big refocus on priorities and things. And I think that's something to watch in 2025.
Yeah, absolutely. And Skip, you brought it up. I can't help but mention it. We're about to the end of the show. But yeah, I'm going to go to both of them, and it's going to get me back on my high horse, because you went back to that one Arkansas. And I'm telling you, I still think Arkansas and ASU, they're going to play once in football next year, but they need to open every season against each other at War Memorial Stadium, and we build an entire Labor Day celebration of Arkansas around that game. We have a food and wine festival. We have Arkansas music out there on stages. That's how you bring Arkansas together.
That's
with
exactly
that big
right.
weekend.
And yeah. that needs, and the Little Rock Central Arkansas community needs to start that right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're not far away, you know.
Yeah, and this has got to be a success.
This
has got to
be a success.
And then let's start doing it every year.
And then we got to make it success so it looks like we know what we're doing. War Memorial, there's water, it's clean, the bathrooms work. That's got to be, but that's got to be done right now. I agree with you. It could be the biggest drawing card in terms of state to state.
Yeah. Now, I'm not only talking, if you did this right, I'm not only talking the 54,000 that would be in the stadium. I'm talking another 100,000 that would be out there just on the grounds for the food and wine festival and to hear the Arkansas music. And
you know, Rex, when we opened the Clinton Library 20 years ago, we had a week preceding that activities. Mm-hmm. We called it.
We had a whole
week. That's what we should be doing for Arkansas ASU, something along that effect, pregame, postgame.
Yeah, absolutely. Skip, thank you so much. Hope your holidays are good. Have a great one, and we'll get you back in 2025, and we'll boil everything down again. There'll be plenty to talk about, as usual, in Arkansas.
And I hope you enjoy your mincemeat
pie. Thank you. And thank you for joining us for another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.